Jay and them niggas done sucked a whole lot of people dry. Like, you know, Jay-Z, Puffy, they suck a lot of people dry, their talents, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they treat you like McDonald's fries and shit when they call. Nobody wants McDonald's fries when they call. Who? Name one person. A starving bum on the street with nowhere to go or eat or stay wouldn't grab a McDonald's french fry out the garbage can. That shit is disgusting. 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 Disgusting.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Kane Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kirk G.
And yes, in course. I said yes, in course. It's E-Color.
He's stumbling and bubbling right off the break.
Off the break, B. No, we good. You know what I'm saying?
Hi. Hi.
Sipping early.
Sipping on some... Nope,
no sir.
Yeah, just some light sangria and shit brought to you by Epa.
No, it ain't either. Not until they send in free bottles.
No doubt. So anyway, without further ado, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is a sort of a
collage.
Exactly. I'm stumbling and bumbling and shit. I read an article, and this is a person, and he wrote an article, and it is about when he bought Mace's Harlem World. So the title of the topic is, I bought Mace's Harlem World, the movement, and still regret it to this day.
Damn. That's a lot of regret, B.
Well, check it out. So the project was originally released on Jermaine Dupri's So-So Def, as I like to call him, Jamie, So-So Def label, on March 9th, 1999. Mm-hmm. So he writes in an article, he was an 11-year-old musical sponge gravitating to any and everything that was considered dope. First of all, that was not dope.
Yeah, that was definitely not dope.
He said he was 11.
Chalk
it.
But goes on to say that being caught up in the Puffy and Mace shiny suit vortex, like many other impressionable youths and grown men for that fact of the matter.
Did he say youth?
Well, he said youth. Youth is my ad lib. But he also goes on to say that he fell for the biggest musical Ponzi scheme this side of Milli Vanilli. And the group consisted of 7 members. Mace's twin sister, Baby Steez, Mace's half-brother, Blinky Blink, Diddy's cousin, Hudley Combs, rest in peace, Loon, Cardin, some nigga Sugar J, and some... Mino, not Mano, but Mino. Now, first of all, I think it goes to show you that this is the sins of not being properly trained in hip-hop. At 11 years old, and he's a shorty, right. I gotta admit, but at 11 years old, all he's doing is watching videos.
Oh, yeah.
And all he's seeing, like he said, shiny suits, flossing and glossing.
All in the video.
That type of shit. So dancing. When the Mace Harlem World is being plastered, you know, at that time you had street teams.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
street sure. team posters, yes, all on every flagpole. Like, oh, this is going to be the greatest. He didn't have the gravitas. He didn't have the education to be like, there's no way I'm buying that Mace shit.
I'm not even touching that polished shit.
No doubt.
He didn't know.
No doubt. And it reminds me, I remember going into Fat Beats when it was open, and them niggas literally had 2 crates stuffed full of that Mace shit with a free sticker on him. They couldn't even give away because the crates was jam-packed with that Mace album. It was that bad. So we wonder, how do we... get this way. That gives you a snapshot of how we ended up where we are in hip-hop, because this guy's 11. Okay, he's going for it. He's like, this Mace is going to be thorough. Okay, he didn't, you know, oh, I think I might pick up Big L. Oh, I think I might pick up somebody else. None of that.
But I would like to ask him, what was his peers at that point? Who was, I mean, I'm sure he didn't live in a vacuum. Who was he Who was he hanging around?
What
were he
listening to? March 9th, 1999. So I'm just saying, you know, there was still a semblance of, that's why I said Big L. I mean, he died that year. But what I'm saying, those prior years, when he's 9, 10, 11, that type of material's out there.
Right.
Right. And Big L's a Harlem nigga.
And he is a Harlem nigga. So, but like you said, he even said himself, he is caught up in this shiny suit thing.
I don't even comprehend that part of the game, because
like I just put my cross up whenever I hear about the shiny suit and shit.
Well, no doubt, but I'm just saying. So people
are away from that shit.
The point of the topic is that people will be. I always ask the question on every interview. Yo, God, how to come to game got like this? Well, this is a snapshot of a guy who's a young guy, just a fan,
right?
Who has no other compass in his head but to buy what is commercially put in front of him. He has no wherewithal to dig. No wherewithal to be like, yo, I think that this MC, even though he's not known or he's not as big, is better than. That compass doesn't exist.
But I wonder, does he feel the regret for all this time? I mean, when did he initially get that regret? When he first put that CD in?
When, the first time you heard one of them other nuts besides Mace rhyming, that's when you start regretting it. I'm serious. The rest of them niggas was not good.
So,
and once you open that CD, you couldn't take it back.
No doubt. So anyway, he regrets that. So indeed, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I don't like this nigga.
Damn, B.
You always say that shit. Damn. I don't like this nigga.
Schoolboy Q.
Oh, here comes the government.
You said this before already.
Yeah, I'm just putting it back out there. I don't like that nigga.
He's getting a lot of airtime on here, though, B.
He is.
Okay, what's going on with this kid?
The title is, I wish TDE never signed with Interscope. Schoolboy is experiencing major label growing pains, and he has some regrets about his own rap career. In an interview, Q states that TDE no longer does mixtapes and instead only releases commercially available albums. And he goes on to say a lot of shit about Interscope put pressure on him to put commercial records on the joint. And he wished the whole movement could have stayed independent. Now that Interscope is involved, the desire for radio play and this, that, and the third is too much pressure, and it's fucking up the music. What's fucking up the music? Is it Interscope or you getting high?
I'm going to give him the fact that he's starting to have some regret early, and he sees the game for what it is now, and he sees that the money ain't all it's cracked up to be.
And that niggas getting paid, yo.
But these niggas, once these niggas take over your shit, and especially Interscope with the biggest devil running that shit over
there. No doubt, I agree.
All they want is commercial releases. So you ain't releasing no mixtapes. You nothing for free, nigga. Nothing gets released for free.
Is he going to stop, or is he going to go put an application at Walmart?
Again, he's getting paid. So everything he's talking about to me, I mean, see, this is just that normal treadmill shit that niggas is on and shit. You know, the nigga, I guess at one point in time, thinking, you know what, I'm nice with this shit. I'm go ahead and try. I'm going to get a deal. I'm going to do what I got to do. Then all of a sudden, the nigga actually got to make the music. Okay. Hey, he's number one record in their land. So, shit. I mean, you know, what's he complaining about?
But that's that machine, though. We know why it's number one.
Of course. But, I mean,
now he's talking about regrets.
In the water now, B.
B, you mean your lawyer didn't sit down and say,
no,
come on, man.
First of all, the pyramid scheme goes like this. Jimmy's getting paid. Then, of course, TDE nigga is getting paid. Because whoever's running that whole shit probably is looking like RZA. And they all looking like Woo.
B.
You know why he didn't do that? Why? You know why the attorney didn't do that? Because eventually they had to say, and then I get paid. You get paid.
No, the attorney works for Interscope.
Conflict of interest.
You let them hire your attorey for you. Oh, don't worry, we got attorneys. Here's a card. You can call this number right here.
Damn.
Strike one.
Shit remind me of the episode of Flintstones, yo. Motherfucking Dino went Hollywood on Fred ass. and motherfucker manager of the TV station stuffed a bunch of dollar bills in Fred's shirt and said, get the fuck out of here. Damn. We got this.
X-rated Flintstones. He said,
stuffed dollar bills in Fred's shirt.
He made it rain in Bedrock?
Yo, son, I'm just telling Damn. You, yo, motherfucker, they whisked Dino ass off on the set. Fred come up in there like he gonna run some shit. He was like, nah, fall back, nigga. Put some cash in that nigga's Damn. Shirt. And just basically told him to bounce.
Damn, they didn't have pebbles on the strip pole, did they?
Nah, this is Dino.
This is Damn.
So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. First of all, I'm gonna give a shout out to Diff, who sent us a message and said that we should never mention Lil Boosie on Hip Hop Digest ever again.
We just did it.
Well, that's not gonna happen because I got some topics kind of intertwined. First topic is Master P is disappointed in Lil Boosie that he made came to the can with C Murder. First of all, I'd like to know how these incarcerated niggas may be making records like that.
On the
but
phone, B.
I guess. But in any case, Lil Boosie and C Murder's collaboration came to the can was released hours before Boosie's press conference after he was released. And basically, there's a lot of topics on the record. C Murder has accused Master P of not visiting him. Master P himself wants to see Lil Boosie get a second chance and take over the hip-hop game. Like, that's gonna happen. The song was disappointing. Honestly, Master P said the beat was whack and sounded outdated.
Wow.
Master P called something whack?
Yeah, exactly. Can you believe that?
That shit's gotta be fucking whack.
Master P also goes on to say, I love my brother, but at times he could be ungrateful and disrespectful. I spent millions of dollars towards his legal fees.
Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas.
What have you done for me lately, nigga?
You know what I mean?
I'm P still locked up.
P also states that he has no ill will towards Boosie. You know, it's like, first of all, this nigga gets released from jail and niggas is running up on him like he's the Pope. I'm just saying, pre-jail, was Boosie that nigga? Did I just miss this shit?
According to my son, AD3.
Oh, who would know?
He tells me and assures me that down there in that area, Boosie was that nigga. Straight up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, see, I'm thinking, dang, these niggas is running up on this nigga like he is the Pope.
He was off our radar.
Yeah, Adonis has put a whole bunch of his songs in front of me that I tried to digest, excuse the pun, but nah, he wasn't getting it up top here, but apparently he was the man down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Master P, I don't know what to say about that, yo. I can't even believe you talking about sounding whack and outdated.
Sound like you got a fig leaf to me. I don't even know why.
Sound like that nigga was looking in the mirror.
No doubt. In other P news, Master P, that is, Master P's wife, I'm on welfare, and Master P is avoiding my divorce papers. According to the unsealed documents, Sonya Miller claims to be in bad financial straits and is forced to live with her son, Lil Romeo. In addition to the other documents, claim that Sonya Miller is currently receiving welfare benefits. There's something wrong here.
I think the government might be coming to see her.
Well, there's something wrong here. First of all, I'm sure Lil Romeo got a Lamborghini. I'm sure of it.
That's probably why she's staying with him.
Okay. I'm sure Lil Romeo's got money in his pocket. I'm sure of it.
Gotta have something.
Okay. Now, she's getting welfare benefits. Okay, she's Master P. They're not even divorced yet. Well, she filed for divorce in October of 2013. So she just filed. So they're probably not even really divorced yet.
Right.
No, it's going to take 12 months before that shit kicks in.
So, I'm trying to figure out, first of all, how she qualified for benefits. But even more so than that, because I'm not going to go Republican on you and say that she's stealing the government money.
Man, she need a drug test, B?
But I will say, when is Lil Romeo going to step to his pops and be like, what the fuck, done?
Because he don't want to get kicked off the gravy train, nigga. Oh, I told you about this shit already, my nigga.
You mean to tell me that Lil Romeo ain't making his own money? That he's still getting money from his dad?
Four words.
Who was the person that was behind all that shit, that TV show shit? Who was the person, who was his manager and all that shit during that time?
Master P.
Thank you very much.
Like my daddy.
So who is really getting the checks?
Damn, fuck them other niggas. Because I'm down with my niggas.
Business hours.
You know what, Ma?
Between 9 and 5.
Ma, I love you. Wow. But daddy got the checks.
Wow. It ain't personal.
This is only business.
Damn. Unbelievable.
You can just stay here with me, Ma. Just keep your mouth shut.
Don't answer my phone.
Don't fuck my shit up.
Damn with my niggas. Man.
The only fucked up shit is she was there from the beginning of that shit, so she do deserve a little something.
Let me just say this, though. May I?
By all means.
Now, you know, I don't really... I'm fucked up about to say this, but I'm going to say it. She probably should have had a fallback. You know, I'm not saying another nigga or something like that, but something to, I mean, your husband's making millions off of that, you know, ice cream man, whatever the fuck he was calling himself, and all movies, all that black Superman shit. He's making some money, right?
He was.
Your wife. I don't know. Maybe she should have been a part of the business somehow.
Well, I tell you what. I guess it depends on what state you're in, because let me tell you something. In certain states, since she was there from the beginning,
yeah,
they're going to go back and they're going to look at every dime that nigga made.
Oh,
and they gonna cut
off
her,
something.
Yeah.
Unless
exactly.
He has a better attorney.
No doubt. So anyway, and quickly, in other little Boosie news to round out the Boosie masterpiece situation.
Hang in there, Diff. We almost done.
Hang in there, my nigga. This is crazy. Lil Boosie's baby mothers are trying to get their own reality TV show. Are we surprised at this? No. But four women, Treva Witherspoon, Tracy Taylor, Garissa. Girlisa Hayes.
It sounds good.
I guess. You know I can't read and shit. Somebody by the name of Juanita DeClore. Trying to get together. They got 7 kids to Boosie between the four of them.
Damn. They didn't learn after the first one, huh?
No. Well, anyway, one of the girls, Juanita, by the way, reveals that she is a convicted felon. And she goes on to say, on June 17, 2010, I was arrested for smuggling drugs into the Dixon Correctional Institution. It was the most embarrassing moment in my life. I was given 5 years probation, no jail time. I will be a convicted felon for the rest of my life for trying to be a down-ass bitch.
Damn.
But quote, you didn't go to jail, unquote. So you okay.
So... remember the time I was like, Boosie need to be selling drugs?
She ain't do no fucking time.
Well, but she's a convicted felon, and she was the one who was bringing the drugs to Boosie. That ties into the thing where I was saying Boosie ain't getting out and he needs to be selling drugs anyway. Because he's a jail nigga.
Damn. So that means he's going back to jail. What, we going to predict he's going back to jail anytime soon?
Ooh, you know what? We need to put some odds on that, yo. Is Boosie going to go back to jail? Because, look, okay, Atlantic Records is in, so he's got a major label hookup. Okay? Atlantic Records is all in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he's a jail nigga. So I'm putting the odds on.
So you think Leo are betting that he go back to jail so he can sell more records?
Hey, you know what?
Leo is like, you know what?
Yeah, I'm thinking Leo is saying 40% this nigga goes back to jail.
Damn.
So let's get the album done.
Let's get it.
As a matter of fact, let's get two done.
Right. Oh, they got him in there because they got him in there. A big crit in the studio. There's already been a dozen niggas claim to have records with him since he's been out. He's only been out a fucking week. He's already got at least a dozen joints in the can.
So they got him on Tupac right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, blasphemy.
Nigga was, as soon as Tupac got out,
Suge Knight had that motherfucker on a treadmill.
Like, nigga, make records.
And that's just real talk. That nigga was on a treadmill, my nigga. Damn. So, you know what I mean? So anyway, that's, for a while anyway, going to be the Boosie Diff. You can breathe again. That's it for Boosie for a little while. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is computer. Got fucking fucked up. I'm reading it. Dude. Records that came across King Killer's radar this week. Commercialized bullshit. First record is Daft Punk Computerized featuring the corporate rapper. For those who don't know, that's Jay-Z.
They know, they know, they know.
First of all, the parties the parties involved are all denying this, okay? Jay-Z fans are saying that ain't real shit, cause listen to Jay's lyrics. He's mentioning a BlackBerry. They're old Jay-Z lyrics. Kanye West, who was supposed to produce the track, is his fans are saying, oh, that shit is kind of sloppy. Kanye would never be involved in no shit like that. Wow. Daft Punk, who's using all these niggas as lap dogs, have not been heard from at this point in time.
Because it's all publicity for them.
Because it's all publicity for them anyway. So I listened to the record. I'm like, God damn, yo. Kanye, Jay, these niggas, man. If it's a fucking dime to be jumped on, them niggas going to jump on it.
Damn.
This ain't fucking scrambling for that shit. It's ridiculous. No doubt. And the next cut is your boy and my boy, Keith Chief, my nigga. My
goodness, you actually listened, huh?
I did. Blood Money, Fuck Rehab.
Wow. Blatant.
That was the name of the cut? Blood Money, Fuck Rehab?
You got it.
Wow.
So the video starts out, they got the dash cam footage of when Chief got popped. And the cop is asking him, you know, how much weed you got or whatever. You've been smoking weed. We clocked you going 110. And Keith is giving some quick smart ass remark or whatever. And he was like, well, what's this? How much money you got on you? And you hear Keith, you about 8,000 and shit, you know.
Damn.
and then so, you know, motherfucker, then after he said he clocked him going like 110, he was like, yeah, it's a fast car, ain't it? That's what I bought it for and shit. Fucking jail, nigga. And so anyway, so the record is non-eventful. You know, Keith Chief is in there mumbling and shit, except for the audible, fuck rehab, blah, 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 fuck rehab.
Last time we heard somebody sing like that, they ended up gone.
Wow.
I think Amy Winehouse said something about trying to make me go to rehab.
Oh, that is true. I'm not wishing nothing on him like that.
Yeah.
But
I don't think rehab would be his issue, though.
nah. And again, the typical Chief Keef, you know, niggas in the video in a small room smoking a lot of L's.
A lot of dudes,
you know, always that jail cell shit with him. You know
Shirts
what I mean?
Off.
Shirts off, no doubt.
Pants hanging low, drawers showing.
Yeah, exactly. It's that jail shit.
Bunch of niggas around, all dancing too close to each other.
Proximity.
What the fuck is going on?
Some American me shit. Ridiculous.
Over the rice bag.
Get over here, nigga. Damn.
Fuck is that? Squeal like a pig.
Anyway, those are the commercial records that came across my radar, yo.
And what's up with these niggas tripping when they get caught up? In front of these dash cams in the courtroom. I just seen some bullshit with the Biebs tripping.
Oh, man.
They just want to act like they all smart asses when they sitting in a room full of lawyers and shit.
But again, like I said, the Beeb is rapping now. His street credits are all-time high.
When he gets tired of being a nigga, though.
You know that's right.
He can wash it off?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn right. That shit comes right off, my nigga. No doubt. So anyway,
he'll be Ryan Seacrest then.
There was a third record that came across E Color's radar and shit. What was the name of that shit that had Pharrell?
Oh, God.
Future.
Damn it.
And Pusha T. What's the name of that shit?
Move them drugs. Move that dope shit. Yeah.
Let me move that dope.
Fuck, yo.
So you wanted to say about that record?
Yo, I mean, first of all, I mean, I couldn't understand why all of our scholars and wonderful people were sending that shit to us.
Average bro.
They got offended. I mean, more than that, on Facebook and all the shit. I'm like, what do we need to hear that and see that?
So we've been talking about records that come across the radar. So niggas want to throw us a little something.
We don't need no more of that right
there. We don't need your help. We don't need your motherfucking help.
And I'm wondering, I mean, and I did, I gave it as much as I could. You know what I'm saying? I can't even put a time limit on it, but I did hear first rappers. Future first rapper?
Yeah, Future was rhyming.
He said, he was saying
He was doing something.
Right, he was doing something.
Beating that pussy like Kunta Kinte, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm trying to understand. Did this dude say this to get themselves in the media saying something?
Well, actually,
Kunta Kinte was a fictional character on the roots.
Well, it was semi-fictional.
Yeah, but
because it was Alex Haley, right?
So, right.
But first of all, let me answer the first question. Now, Future is one of these educated college niggas, right?
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh, okay, so again, he knows exactly what the fuck he doing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not Keith Chief. Okay, this ain't a jail nigga. Future knows exactly what the fuck he doing.
Voila. Magic.
Tony Montana.
Now, out of that whole situation and shit, you got Pusha T, who has no fucking credibility, none. Even though he sounds competent.
Why does he have any credibility, though?
He has no fucking credibility.
Well, why not?
Again,
was that his game?
You're going to show up on this shit. And that's what it is, shit. And then be competent enough to rhyme reasonably well.
But B, that's his lane, though. This nigga been talking drug flow since Lord Willin.
B, I'm not even talking about...
His name is Pusha T.
B, I'm not even...
What else is he going to talk about?
B, I'm not even talking about what the fuck he talking about. I'm talking about the presentation.
It's called Move That Dope.
This nigga is on some old, you know, fuck it. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna move that dope.
Never move that dope.
And Pharrell did that track.
Apparently,
I don't know who did that track.
If he did that track, I ain't happy, bro.
I don't know. It don't sound like Pharrell though. That Pharrell's a lot more.
He's in there with that motherfucker.
I thought I heard
that one motherfucker from Atlanta say made that shit.
You know what? I think Mike Will.
Mike Will made it.
I guess I didn't get into the track far enough to hear Pharrell sing.
No, Pharrell spit on that joint. I listened to it. Pharrell sound the best out of all them niggas. Pharrell sound the best out of all of them.
Pharrell just putting that dope. Okay.
I don't know about that, B. Really?
That's real believable.
I don't know about that, B.
Pharrell ain't trying to fuck up the movie scores, B. You better cut that out.
Because he's happy.
I don't know about that shit, B. No doubt. Anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Buckshot challenges Lord Jamal, claim that hip hop is a black art form. Now, there's a couple bullets here. The first bullet is the success of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis has brought that to the forefront. Bullet number two, Lord Jamal, he made a statement that whites are only guests in hip hop. Bullet number three, Buckshot challenges Lord Jamal, saying that Ad Rock introduced LL Cool J to Russell Simmons. I don't know if that's exactly true. They were up at the Def Jam office, both trying to get deals at the same time. Could be technically true, but I don't know. And Buckshot for the fourth bullet, no matter their race, we're all simply human beings. Buckshot coming back to the We Are the World ending on it. This situation to me can be better said. We had a topic earlier where somebody was the wrong messenger. I think Lord Jamal is the wrong messenger in this situation. Because number one, let's get the facts out of the way. Hip hop was started by African Americans and Puerto Ricans. I know it's Latinos now, but at that time, African Americans, blacks, and Puerto Ricans in the Bronx in the mid-70s, period.
Right.
Okay? We probably really, on a technical point, lost control of hip hop the day Africa Bambaataa bring Tom Silverman up to the Bronx from Tommy Boy Records. Okay? On a technical point. At that point, the slippery slope had begun.
Okay. Yep.
Okay? You know, number three, I mean, you're never going to see the face of hip hop be strong African-American men. No disrespect to the guys who are on top now, but I don't see Drake or I don't see Kendrick Lamar in the way that where there was a Tupac or Chuck D or KRS. Very strong black men, aggressive, if you will. All these other niggas gonna have a certain sensitivity to them. Okay, let's be honest. If it ain't gonna be a white kid who's running this shit at the top, it's gonna be sensitive niggas. Okay, Lord Jamal fails to say that. He's breaking it down to white and black and saying you're just gonna have white boys running this shit, and y'all niggas don't need to be running it.
But I got a question for you though. What do you say to somebody like Rick Rubin, though?
That's the point I'm going to get to.
Okay.
Lord Jamal also doesn't realize that the majority, the reason why he feels the way he real, but the majority, because that's a double-edged sword, the majority of the niggas who really keeping it real is white cats anyway.
And that's when I'm coming in.
You wouldn't come in.
Because I'm going to put it like this. 80% of the shit I play at the end of the shows is white boys. Either produce the track or rhyming on it.
Damn, and that's called secret.
I don't care because it's real. White boys is keeping it way more realer. And the Negroes chasing this fucking money
right,
culture.
And that's where Lord Jamal is not a very good spokesman, because Lord Jamal is in the world of commercial rap and in the face of it. What commercial rap
but that's
should
just a piece
be.
Of it, though.
It's just a piece, but that's over. Like I said, if it's not going to be a white boy, it's going to be soft niggas. You will never see a Chuck D as the face of hip-hop. You'll never see Tupac. KRS. Those are just examples. You will never see that.
Again.
In commercially. You're speaking.
Commercially.
Oh, commercially.
Yeah, fuck it. You won't even see Biggie. You won't even have that commercially. It's going to be real sensitive niggas. Drake-type niggas. Kendrick Lamar, who wouldn't say a bad word against anybody-type nigga.
You're nobody.
So, you know what I'm saying? And for Buckshot point of view, who's trying to play Quincy Jones, We Are the World. Well, look, I know you've been standing with Drew Ha since the whole shit went down. I get that. You know what I'm saying? I get that.
I'm giving Buckshot a point of, yeah, white boys have been around since the early days. They have. They have been a part of this.
Right.
So I give him that point.
Yeah, but again, I think what they're talking about is the face of hip-hop. The commercial face of hip-hop. Like I said, to me, I think ever since Bam Bada brought up Tom Silverman from Tommy Boy to the Bronx, at that point in time, yeah, they couldn't put a white guy out front because, look.
It was. I don't
that's
say
what I'm saying. Cool, no, it was a purity. Right, it was a certain purity. So up until that time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you couldn't bring the rapping Dalmatians back then, B.
That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't happen.
You know what I'm saying? So you're never going to see, you know, aggressiveness. You're never going to see an Onyx. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to see that anymore, you know, because it's either going to be white guys, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, you know, or some other ethnic guy. You know what I'm saying?
You're quite hostile.
Nah, that's just being honest. That's the commercial face of hip-hop. That's why motherfuckers can't tell me nothing about this hip-hop shit, especially on a commercial level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think people get so caught up. See, that's part of the problem. The part of the thinking is everybody's so caught up in the commercial aspect of it, B. That's,
right, they lose focus on the fact that hip-hop is still going strong.
No question. Right. And to Lord Jamal, I think he probably intellectually knows, like you said, all these dope producers, all the instrumentals I gave last year, you know what I'm saying? 60% of them white guys, 60% of them overseas who really know what this hip hop shit is. Okay. Next year when Justin Bieber got the number one hip hop album out.
No, sir.
You know what I mean? You gonna be surprised, nigga?
I won't be surprised.
No.
And then he's using every other rapping nigga as a lapdog, my nigga?
And they're using him back.
I guess. I don't know if
they're
that's...
using him back, B.
I don't know about that,
that's
B.
Spike Lee. Favor for favor.
I don't know about
you
that.
Yo, you don't see niggas running away from Justin Bieber, do you?
Oh, that's a check.
That's what I'm telling you.
I guess.
Well, regardless of that, I guess because of who I am and where we are, I don't like dismiss the commercial world of hip hop, but I don't put that over.
Be the commercial world of hip hop, it can be dismissed on so many intellectual levels, and it ain't even funny. Okay, we'll get on here and we'll discuss the commercial world of hip hop, but again, end of the show, my nigga. That's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, no doubt.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Good news, Ebro Darting stepping down as Hot 97 program director. After being exposed as just a motherfucking shoe-shining lackey, damn. You know what I'm saying? Ebro's out of there at Hot 97, who's done more damage to program the bullshit that he's been programming for the last umpteen years.
So he didn't make it to the reality show?
No, that's why he's stepping down. See, now he's in front of the camera, nigga.
Oh.
Now he's a personality.
Next level.
Yeah, now he don't want next level. Now he's moving on and shit. I used to be the program director. Now I'm stepping down. Now you're going to see my face. I'm going to be up there big time.
He used to be my homie.
So he was just using it as a stepping stone on some Kanye shit.
Hey, I guess, you know, I guess.
Got the answers, B.
Next topic after that is Lil Wayne said, if you want me to do a sixth solo album, you got to pay me $25 to $35 million. The Young Money leader is going on the average rap script just like everybody else does. After about the fifth album, I'm retiring, knowing he's lying through his motherfucking teeth. You know what I'm saying? Then throwing out $35-40 million.
So
wait a minute,
he talking to?
I don't know, because I'm thinking he got access to that anyway, right?
Is he talking to his daddy?
Nah.
But wouldn't he have access to $35-40 million? Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Who are they with? Universal? Who are they with?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, if Lil Wayne goes up to Birdman or Brian Williams or one of them niggas and be like, yo, give me that $35-40 million. I'm gonna do some dang. They not gonna just say, here you go, son.
I doubt that.
Really?
I doubt that.
Wow.
Times change, B. Hey,
come on, Wardy. You know we can't do that, Wardy. Wardy, you know that. I ain't sitting on that kind of money right here, Wardy. I can't do that.
Really? I'm thinking them niggas is sitting on $300-400 million.
I'm doing liquid. The Birdman hand
liquid
wipe
300-400?
Right now. Oh, I saw a meme for a fucking lotion commercial with that nigga. Kill me with that shit.
And the topic, next topic after that is Dame Dash blew up on somebody's video and said that he's tired of all the negative press. They caught Dame Dash coming out of court. His wife is suing him for $1 million and alleges the 42-year-old businessman had her falsely arrested in 2009 and she's suing him for $1 million. And so they basically ask him about all his troubles, talking about his tax lien, his foreclosures, his bankruptcy, the whole shit. Your boy Dash blew on niggas.
All he had to do was say no answers.
Outside.
Walk away.
So your boy Dame Dash is shit.
Orange juice.
So
when it rains, it pours, my
so anyway,
nigga.
Shit, and the only thing I can just remember Dame Dash with that heavy shoulder lean with the champagne bottle and shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, and the title was Dame Dash, you know, his epic fall from grace and all this, that, and the third. I just wonder if any of these new niggas look forward to when it's over.
Nope.
That's why they doing what they doing.
Nope.
Nobody looks forward. They all live in the now.
Yo,
that's
I'm going to just say this from experience of things I've come across. Niggas, when they start falling off that pedestal, they get real motherfucking humble.
Either get humble, man, or ornery.
Yeah, bitter, T-Pain.
Real bitter.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they don't see, they so blinded by the light that they're in right now, they don't see that shit outside, B.
That's incredible, no doubt.
It's
so anyway,
it is.
Kurt G, you queued up, my nigga?
No, hell no, my brother.
Damn. Fucking Saskatchewan.
I feel like I'm at Benihana's and shit.
Damn.
Wow. Kurt G, albums of the week.
Nah, sir. Y'all have to talk about yourself. What was that topic about? Didn't we say something about Beyonce earlier?
Oh, I ain't talking about that shit.
Goodness. That was that
hip hop digest shit, my nigga. Beyonce.
That's for. I get we since we had it out and fixed that. That's for some black people blog.
Black people blogs.
They can take care of that one right there.
Wow, no doubt. It's not even a quick topic, but actually, I seen something on CNN. For your boy, somebody was doing some Chicago documentary
I saw that shit.
You see that shit?
Yeah, Chicagoland.
Yeah, Chicagoland. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that this shouldn't even be covered. It should be covered. And African-Americans are no stranger to violence on that level.
That's fucked up, dude.
But god damn, yo.
Chicago's off the hook.
Yeah, it is. But I'm going to tell you something real quick that fucked me up that I watched the other day.
What's that?
Lenny Cook. Fucking documentary on Lenny Cook. Do you anybody know who Lenny Cook is?
Educate me.
It was this kid out of New York that could play basketball real fucking good, right? High school. Fucking prodigy.
No doubt.
On the court. You know, balling all that Adidas, Nike shit against LeBron. It was, you know, giving LeBron the business.
Oh, okay.
Right? Giving Carmelo the business.
Wow.
All that kind of shit. But you know what?
What?
He didn't have the wherewithal within himself to do what he had to do besides play basketball. And he called himself, you know, going straight to pro from high school.
Oh.
Never got drafted, B. Mm. I think word of mouth fucked him up.
Well.
But there's more. There's more. This whole documentary,
because
it started when he was young. Somebody was filming him when he was young.
Okay.
You know, fly, young, basketball, hooping, girls, whole nine. And then it got into his older time frame and shit. When he was like 30 years old, throwing his own birthday party, cooking his own ribs and shit, sitting there watching LeBron play and shit, yo. That was a sad-ass documentary, B.
B.
Lenny Cook.
Public Enemy got a record called Air Hoodlum. That explains that whole shit. You ready, son?
I'm ready, B.
Kurt G, albums of the week. Here we go.
All right, this week, we got Kroosh and Danny D, Cloudless Night, and Pause One, Face the Facts. And our instrumental joint is PJ Katz, Ear Food Volume 2.
All right.
There we go.
No doubt. Next week, our 300th show.
300.
You know what that means.
We gone.
Peace.
One.
Where's my play on mainstream radio? Well, all the rappers who get spins really slay me, though. Like, they really piss with prostitutes, really slay for dough. I'm serious, it's funny how they really chase them hoes. I rap about real shit, only spit when I feel it. So feel this, go to iTunes or steal it. Every 16 I write is real shit that I deal with. Never open up a can of worms unless I conceal it. While most rappers talk shit and hope to conceal it, I say what I mean and just hope that you hear it. Sincere is the type to get high off of life. While admittedly, I'm often high when I write. I'm the 9-to-5 MC, never lie when I write. Or rely on simple sights to cast shadows that typecast. Out like a volleyball on beaches with Tom Hanks. Radio DJs still keep awkward at arm's length.
On the radio, they play the same 5 songs on the
radio.
All day and all night long.
Radio.
I'd rather listen to the satellite.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
DJs have no control, damn.
Radio.
They only play what's in the program.
Radio.
It ain't the same as it used to be.
Radio.
On the
radio.
For 100 years now, radio's been around. In these difficult days, man, it's steady losing ground. To iPods, internet, new ways to connect. Make me wanna call up request lines, collect. Frequently I scan frequencies, the freedom of choice. Not directed by a program, I choose the voice. We got mass production, subliminal seduction, corporate corruption, some rather hear nothing. My people say Doug and please say something. Then I talk back with percussion. Now the radio's effective if you use it properly. It might just infect us if you use it sloppily. I know this vicious cycle probably won't stop with me. And to think I thought these airwaves was free. Better stock up on CDs, LPs, and MP3s to hear your favorite MCs on the radio.
On the radio, they play the same 5 songs on the
radio.
All day and all night long.
Radio.
I'd rather listen to the satellite.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
DJs have no control, damn.
Radio.
They only play what's in the program.
Radio.
It ain't the same as it used to be.
Radio.
On the
radio.
Program director don't see me, something's up his rectum. It must be checks and cash from the big labels. Them, I ain't hating them, I know you gotta make a living. But for the sake of our children, can't you rappers do something? Y'all material commercialism, I'm done with ism, schism. Charts and rotations match each and every station. Whether rap, rock, hip-hop, gospel, soul, or blues. Contemporary indie artists, we be singing the blues. With no major financial backing, airwave artistry is lacking. We stay power-packed and punch through walls like Hawaiian. I'm dying inside, cause the DJ decides. It's not what the people want, it's what you wanna feed them. Deceive them, mistreat them, beat them down with your whack rhymes. Stolen jewels, no love and false crimes. Where'd the light go? I sure wanna know. I hope to find it once again on the record radio.
On the radio. They play the same 5 songs on the
radio.
All day and all night long.
Radio.
I'd rather listen to the satellite.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
DJs have no control, damn.
Radio.
They only play what's in the program.
Radio.
It ain't the same as it used to be.
Radio.
On the
radio.
In the clubs, I smash with a classic medley. Without the radio, KRS moves steady. When Bam Bada called on the many to protest radio, the temple of hip-hop was ready. We stay prepared, they be scared and scurred, holding on to their DJ job word. That's why the golden age is preferred.
thinking of bird. I mean backwards, in reverse, word. What we should be doing, we not. Yep. And what we shouldn't be doing is called yep. hip-hop on the radio.
They play the same five songs on
radio.
The all day and all night long.
Radio.
I'd rather listen to the satellite.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
DJs have no control, damn.
Radio.
They only play what's in the program.
Radio.
It ain't the same as it used to be.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
They play the same five songs on the
radio.
All day and all night long.
Radio.
I'd rather listen to the satellite.
Radio.
On the
radio.
On the
radio.
DJs have no control, damn.
Radio.
They only play what's in the program.
Radio.
It ain't the same as it used to be.
Radio.
On the
radio.
FM. Even if the story isn't completely true, it's only because you wouldn't believe what really happened.
We got the best dance station there is. That's not the point. What is it? Profits.
State rhymes great, never worried about crime rate. It is what it is to be. Look at me, I went from poverty stricken to full of hope while my flow start kicking. Other opponents out of this mainstream into this waterfall. How many fucks were given? None at all. Trust me, in my short life, I've done it, y'all. I summit tall, still leaving a legacy like Legacies. On point, floating off this earth like Hercules on a Pegasus. Instead of this regular nonsense is mediocre, you get life's gamble, a game of poker. What might provoke ya doesn't even faze me. Mad shit I've seen simply has me crazy. I'm far beyond the norm, born to perform an intense perfect storm. I sound the alarm, cause this is me. I rock till eternity, me and my man. How many artists take the same route? Sell their soul thinking they can make dumb amounts of the cashola, but settle for less. Get brainwashed on money and never invest. Stay stressed while I stick out like a sore thumb. Do ridiculous tours, receive more income. My dreams are closer than your hopeless future. I think my spaceship is the best commuter. You talk smack on the computer that shows your flaws. OG code of laws, you were never close to boss. I rise victimless in a mixed and mess, exposing the truth about this art. Restrictions kept, the ones who spoke out confess are forgotten more than less. I came to re-embrace hip-hop to save, and pray the BS gets marked for a grave.
Up this collecting pounds, don't even know how to rap, making my words bounce, feel it in my bones, shaking up your house, beats crazy, the beats banging, yo, no doubt, I see you ladies, you making me be like, oh wow, I'm never sitting, I'm standing still, looking like pictures, these fools got so much money, they couldn't get richer, this taste reminds me of something that is just really bitter, but being alive really couldn't get much sicker, I said what's up, it's ideals, we on it, Jaundice and Polly, flying faster than supersonics, coming back like karma. What you doing? You doing to you, doing to me. Got it.
What you do, do to you. What you do, do to you, do to me. Yeah. What you do, do to you. What you do, do to you, do to me.
What
you're doing, yeah. Form unions with these dudes that we paying. I'm not used to the usual, y'all can see what I'm saying. So many topics, can I stop the concentration? I'm afraid it's true, looking like they afraid to bloom. We can figure it out, hey, yo, no doubt about it. So many options I found, they just do not announce it. Always distracted on the search for the cash, grouchy. Obstacles that I pass is mad effortless, lounging. Never is, never is. Can't wait for the day to see what it did. I know what's redundant, recycling on infinite. I know what I want, something I haven't had enough of. Yeah, I said what's up, it's ideals, we on it. What you do is important, be genuine, honest. Karma is coming back, you know what you're doing, don't you? Karma is coming back, you know what you're doing, don't you? What you do, do to you. What you do, do to you, do to me. What you do, do to you. What you do, do to you, do to me. What you do, do to you. What you do, do to you, do to me. Do to you, you, do to me.
Niggas and burn. My sound moves like kilos underground. Cock me back like a sledgehammer, I'm a pound.
Niggas aim to the ground like fakeness. This shit is fakeness. So I'ma break this monotony and show them how it's supposed to be done. And keep blame niggas on the run. It's B-I-G-S-H-U-G. Try to remove me. Find yourself with loose teeth. And you can't stop the unstoppable. Niggas is droppable when I'm coming through with my lyrical. I'm the roughneck swinging. Drama that I'm bringing. On your left jaw, I'll be tinging. Because left hooks turns mouths to mush. And when you're in my grip, your whole game will be crushed. Slam a MC like cowboys do cattle and rattle any snake motherfucker who wish to battle. There's no way you can win. I'm wiping off silly grins when I come to kick your face in. And I'ma break you down to your atom. And if you test that, then I'ma grab one and bat 'em down to the ground with this sound. Stash your body parts and they're nowhere to be found. I'ma keep my mental on danger. Anger proves to you that I'm no stranger. And I'ma keep it real as I can. Coming from Murder Pan, who I am. I'm greater than, that means you're less than. Are you a man? I don't think so, with gun in your hand. And I live behind the wall. And when I was released, Big Sugar's still standing tall. Cinder block flows, keeping it dick hard while pussies wish to tiptoe through the valleys of death, troubles of hell. No matter how they gas me, head would never swell. I'm sending you up the river in a holy boat and ripping the sleeves off your lambskin coat. You wanna be tough? Well, come test Shug, and you'll find out that my shit's all good. I represent to the fullest, that's all I know. And I got to come through swinging elbows. And I hold the post, hold down the middle. Niggas get knocked the fuck out when they want the fiddle. You got to be serious, nothing is too mysterious. Niggas is coming with the truth. And my punchlines punch niggas offline. When I come through, we represent every time.
Hardcore that you hit the hard floor. Press the amateurs who's green.